No one ever escapes from the woods. They'll tell you that, but I know that you could. I'm in the back seat, this is your car now. Be brave, little Red, and don't let me down.
Nobody gets out, our policy, the trees exclaim in unison, faking honesty. While the wood waits and lines the sky with uneven peaks, the labyrinth inside traps many of us succeeding. Weeks, the moon waxes and wanes, yet the sun never rises, and the moon's knowing gazes who arises their vices, of which death was one of the curses causes. But still the wood stays in the hands of supernatural hands,
of supernatural forces.
No one ever escapes. I'll tell you that, but I know
the radio bleeps and glitches in the clearing, informing the trees of what the villagers are hearing, and the sound of shuffling leaves and branches make it clear that nobody in the forest exits here. The witch's cabin's left in a state of disrepair, cobwebs, roots and a stench in the air, a corpse long gone, but a curse still within, the cat, monster, werewolf and the spider for their sins. You see, a long time ago, in the dark ages, lived a young woman in a village written in pages. The woman was a teacher from schoolhouse up yonder, but what she would teach was a magic and wonder. Soon the village would find out that she'd gotten away, until four of her students with torches came one day. They found her in the thick of the 40-acre wood, and took it upon themselves to reap what they could. The young woman ran into the forest, but soon the kids with their fire would attack under the moon. The four killed the witch, but not before she could murmur the curse of a trap for them to pay for their murder.
No one ever escaped.